Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this April 9th, 2024. Have your host, James J. Mailoff here. At 3:30, we're going to be talking to David Farnborough and Let's Talk Real Estate with our friends at Coldwell Banker, See Your Realtors. Right now, our good friend Lacey Ailing in with us. She is the Events and Engagement Director of the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. Lacey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Doing good. It's good to see you. It's always good to hang out with you and to catch up with our chamber and all the great events you guys got going on. How are things at the chamber? How's everybody doing?
We are wonderful. Very excited. It's already April, so very much so planning all of our summer events and spring events, and already having like the fall stuff going on. So yeah, definitely a fun time to come into the chamber and see what we have to offer.
One of the things I like to do for Lacey or any of the chamber members when they arrive for us, especially now that we record these, is give you a chance to breathe because you got a lot coming up. It's going to be a busy summer. We got some of our favorite events coming up, and we're actually going to start talking about one of those. We're going to kick off talking about one of those because Lunch by the River, we're looking for sponsors, looking for entertainers, looking for food vendors.
Yes, absolutely. So I have three more dates, one in June and then three in August for entertainers. So please reach out if you are interested. I would love to have some kind of martial arts. I would love to have something to kind of get the crowd involved. So whether it be like a magician or some kind of act where we can kind of get up, move, do something like that. So please reach out 715-422-4859 or communications@wisconsinrapidschamber.com. We have the food vendors that are going to be there and we can take about 5 to 6. Mm-hmm. So we want to have a full variety of options for people. So I would love to have some kind of dessert option or some kind of coffee cart of some kind, because I think that would really do well, even though it's, you know, halfway through the day, we got to keep going. So I think that would be really fun, as well as some activities. We are looking at wanting to plan a kids' day. Mm. So if you are interested or you have something that you could do with the kids, teach the kids, some kind of little thing that we can kind of do in the grass by the river. That would be really, really wonderful. Please reach out. We want to make this bigger. We want to grow it. We want to involve all demographics. So if you have something or if you know of something, please reach out. Nothing is a bad idea, because I can absolutely, if we can't, you know, find someone for the summer, we can absolutely start planning for next.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good thing to keep in mind. And we have so many people out there that have such unique skill sets. There's wood carvers. There's musicians out there. There's a lot of different things that you might not think of. Mm-hmm. Well, this wouldn't work by Lunch by the River. Talk to Lacey and find out. Maybe it would. And we're always looking for unique, different things to be able to do down there, along with, of course, musicians and a lot of the acts that we've had in years past.
Absolutely. And I want to feature people that are from this area. Obviously, Wisconsin, everyone's invited. Definitely reach out. If you're willing to make the travel and come to Wisconsin Rapids, I would love that. I just really, really want people that are here that have those talent, have those skills, and are available, from 11:30 to 1:30. Please reach out.
We have a lot of fun together, Lacey, and talking chamber events, talking local events and everything. But every once in a while, I have to put on my serious hat. And I don't mean to be ultra serious here or anything, but I take coffee very seriously, and I love coffee. So we are looking for a coffee vendor. I think that is a brilliant idea.
We could do
idea.
Coffee ice cream.
Iced coffee.
Yes, absolutely. I think that having something to drink, having like a, you know, I want to have a healthy option. Mm-hmm. I want to have different kinds of different diversity things down there. So definitely reach out. I think that it will be really, really fun, especially, if we can bring in new food vendors. I really would love that.
We're so fortunate in this area. We have so many unique different food choices and different chefs and restaurants around here. This is a great opportunity for you and your business, no matter how big you are, to be seen by more people, to be have people taste your food. They don't have to go to your store. They're coming right to the same spot. You're meeting them at their place.
Yes.
It goes a long way, a lot farther than I've talked to businesses, even, you know, talking to Family Natural Foods when they were down there, and they've been around 70 some years, and it really benefited them. I can't imagine a business that it wouldn't benefit.
Yes, absolutely. Please reach out. I would love to talk to you about all of our summer events. We have other things coming up that you can get on as well. So,
and with that, we'll give the information to get a hold of Lacey before we wrap up today. Maybe you're listening in the Rome area and you would like to be a part of something like this. We got something for you.
Yes, Gather by the Gazebo. So we are really excited to get out there. Rome area is growing tremendously, and we have our season sponsors already full. That one filled up really quickly. We still have one more single event sponsor. So you'll be recognized during that event. You'll also have an option to promote your business during a Facebook Live event. You'll be able to have your booth there, as well as your business listed on all of our marketing advertising materials, including social media, print, advertising, email, and then by website, as well as the flyers that will be kind of taken everywhere. So please reach out. August 13th is the last event sponsor that we're looking for Gather by the Gazebo out in Rome.
Big thank you to the sponsors who have already joined us and the people that are already looking forward to that and getting ready for it. That's one of our favorites. We love that one. And I make no bones about it. Rendezvous in the Park is one of my favorite events because I love anything that brings me to that wonderful air park. I love that park.
Riverside is such a great location.
Love it.
To have things, especially we're looking for the exclusive food vendor, and that event is monthly, so that's June 19th, July 17th, and August 21st. So you will be the exclusive food vendor there, the only one. You'll have no competition. Wow. Lunch by the River, we have a few, so definitely reach out if you are interested. We are looking for a season sponsor. We have a little bit of interest out there. We have a meeting tonight, so hopefully, fingers crossed, I can get them on board. But we definitely want to have more sponsors there. I would love to grow this event as well. I am talking to the city of Nakusa about a bouncy house, and
nice.
they've been pretty open about it. We just had to make sure that insurance was good for that.
Yeah.
So that was the only thing that really that I kind of waited on a little bit, but very excited to have a lot of things there, as well as obviously the food vendor that's exclusive, and then entertainers. So we are going to be looking for a couple. I would love to have the Nakusa School in some form there, as well as we've recently started exploring having an opening act and then another one. Because
I like that.
Yeah, the younger kids, some of them don't know, they don't remember. They couldn't play for an hour and a half. They have enough material for maybe 25 to 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been exploring having multiple entertainers where the kids can kind of open up for a bigger act. And I'm really hopeful that us having multiple there, bring in the family, bring in different kind of demographics, as well as I really, really want to have a lot of outdoor games at all of these events. So having outdoor things for kids to do, as well as they have that huge playset. But I think that it's a good idea to have multiple activities for different kids, different ages. And then obviously looking for those food vendors. They have great space there for everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, really, if you have a certain need or you don't have a food truck, but you can cook, bring in the Schaefer pans, and then we have that little area where you can plug things in. We would love to have that, so don't think that you have to have a food truck or a cart or something like that. We can work with you, and we absolutely will. So please reach out if you have any interest in that. So Lunch by the River, Gather by the Gazebo, and then Rendezvous in the Park.
Great point about the Rendezvous and being able to hook up to the machines. I didn't think about that. That's a really good point. With all three of these wonderful events, Lacey, one of the things that I is always noteworthy to me, especially in this time of year, as we're itching for warmer weather and everything, is the locations.
Mm-hmm.
Like everything you've said, I 1,000% agree with. And adding just that part of it, that these locations are beautiful and awesome and able to take in and getting outside a little bit and giving you that opportunity to have some of that, along with networking and running into people and maybe even making new friends or running into new people. And it's not just you, but maybe your kids that get an opportunity to do those things. Everything Lacey said, 100%, along with that is such a wonderful thing. We don't stop and smell the roses very often, especially in the summer where everything's busy and stuff. I think that these events give us an opportunity to kind of organically do that.
Absolutely. Get out with your family. These are free events open to the public. So definitely take advantage of them. We want to make sure that we are having as many people, obviously, as we can to kind of justify everything that we're doing for this, all the time that goes into that. So please attend them. Please take your family out. Even if you're from, if you just want to kind of see what they have or see, and you haven't been to the the Rome area. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful out there, and they definitely have a lot of space, a lot of things to offer, a lot of businesses there. But yeah, definitely check it out. This community has wonderful parks, and they are right on the water, so it's not super hot. It's you have the wind, and it's really, really nice to kind of stay away from the bugs and get out with your family, and it's free.
Put me by a body of water and I'm happy.
Yes.
It doesn't matter what's going on. So you got me already on that, along with all these other great things about these wonderful events. One of the other things the Chamber does so well is not only incorporating local businesses, but giving opportunities for those businesses and the community to communicate, to connect, to network. And we've got a networking night coming up.
Yes, networking at night. It's 5 to 7. Those are the hours starting this year. That has been really, really helpful, as well as we've introduced games at every networking at night. So it's not necessarily forced networking, but it's close. So you have some kind of a bingo sheet, and then you've got to walk around and ask questions. So it kind of takes some of the pressure off, where you're just walking up to someone and you're like, "Hi, this is my name, this is my card." So you can walk around. You have to find, like, the last month we had it at Two Hearts, at VFW, and you had to walk around and find someone that had. I think the hardest one was to find someone with foreign money.
Oh yeah.
So luckily, someone did have something like a Canadian nickel or something like that. But just kind of walking around, meeting someone, it takes a little bit of pressure off, because you can first kind of, you know, get the door open with that question. Yeah. And then, where are you from? Mm-hmm. We've had really, really good, really, really good turnouts, especially with introducing the new time as well as these games. And it's really great to have, especially the business owners that have been coming, bringing their business cards. And if you're someone who's a little bit more introverted, we absolutely will introduce you. So we'll come with you.
That's cool.
And kind of be like your little buddy for the night and introduce you to people, learn more about you, find people that are your people that you're going to get along with, people that you're going to mesh well with, so that you don't have to necessarily feel like, oh yeah, I don't want to, like, that's too much. That's kind of intimidating. But this month, Ho-Chunk Gaming, Nakusa, free appetizers, raffle prizes. I will almost guarantee that they're going to do some kind of free rewards play, because I swear, anytime they sponsor any kind of event, and if they're listening, Missy, we are expecting some free rewards play. But yeah, definitely check it out. That is going to be at their at Nakusa, and so definitely come. It's free to attend, free to members, free to hopefully future members, but definitely come out 5 to 7 on April 15th.
Ho-Chunk has done this as long as I've lived in this area, but in recent years, they've really made a huge effort to do more in the community, be more a part of things, and it's really noteworthy, and a big shout out to them for that.
Absolutely.
They, being blunt about it, I don't know that they have to. I feel like they're okay. But doing that, you see a name like that, a part of these kind of events, and doing things like this, building a bridge, reaching out to the community more and everything, they're doing it because they believe in this area. They believe in the people of this area. I think that's noteworthy. I think that should be commended. I like seeing that. That's
absolutely
pretty cool.
They've been a wonderful partner in a lot of our events. They've been very supportive, from having speakers to letting us even have our community leadership out there, where they made us homemade fry bread. And if you haven't had fry bread, you do, so like, you have not lived. And I was pretty sheltered with food when I was a kid, it's so good. And then they have ones where they have, like, hot dogs in the fry bread.
Ooh, I've had that.
But it was so good. And then they, like, put butter on it. Yes. And then there's, like, it's so good. But, they made this, like, rice, this, like, wild rice soup for us. Mm. But she was in the kitchen making all of this stuff from scratch for our community leadership. So definitely very grateful to them. You're right. They don't have to do these things, but they do because they believe in this community.
Yep.
They believe in giving back. And they want to show everyone that this is a community worth supporting. It's really great.
Well said. We have some upcoming workforce program and events for everybody. A job resource and transfer fair right around the corner.
Absolutely. So if you are looking for a job, if you are looking to transfer credits for a mid-state to a four-year college, if you are looking for a better job, if you're looking for resources in this community, please come out. It is free to attend. Employers will display all their job openings. You can absolutely do some kind of if you can have some conversations with them, with some, like, open interview type things. But there'll be a lot of assistance, resume, helping, cover letters, things like that we probably should have been taught in high school.
Yeah, right, yes.
But we weren't. So there's things that are here to help you, support you, and definitely so that you can get, you know, the best job that you can get. You can support your family. You can stay here. There is a lot of jobs. Yes. I know we're constantly, you know, saying that there isn't enough or there isn't. There is a lot of jobs out there. It's just maybe we're not necessarily looking in the right places. Mm-hmm. So our sponsors for that are Midstate. That's where this event is held. Job Center, obviously Heart of Wisconsin, Dahl Automotive, Aspirus, McCain's, and Sand Valley. So if you want more information, you want to have a booth there, you have a resource that you think is important for people that are you know, going to be attending this, definitely reach out. That's workforce@wisconsinrapidschamber.com or 715-422-4860. And that is going to be April 16th from 1 to 5 p.m. at Midstate.
So a great opportunity for people out there, and especially for businesses, too, you know, to be able to reach out and find out new employers or new employees, either way.
Absolutely. Definitely reach out if you are looking for any kind of job related resource, if you are looking to transfer anything, if you are looking for any kind of support in this area, you should absolutely be there and absolutely take advantage of this, because we don't have a lot of things where you can attend for free if you are not a member. And this is free and open to the public. So if you are a business, if you are a job center resource, absolutely reach out. We have a PDF so where you can give that to anyone that you're working with. But absolutely, everyone should have an opportunity to do what's best for them. And we want to support that in any way we can.
Speaking with our friend Lacey Ayling, Events Engagement Director with the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. And Lacey, when it comes to us, Eat, Drink, and Buy Local, another one of our favorite events coming up. And looking forward to not only having this, but showcasing some of our great businesses and eateries and that.
Yes. So I have been pushing this and pushing this and pushing this. So Holly's actually running this event. But we want everyone, not just small businesses, it's mm-hmm. any business at all that wants to market their business. Mm-hmm. So big, small, we want them all. I'm serious. We want everyone. Mm-hmm. So I did a little breakdown, and essentially it's, you know, $35 plus a $25 raffle prize. And that's essentially, you know, the $55 fee. If you divide that within the 14 days that this is running, that's $3.92 a day, which is less than a Facebook boost. I looked.
Yeah.
So the marketing, the ROI on that, I know people are really, really focused on that this year. And if you do not have a marketing, any kind of like marketing budget, this is not just marketing. This can fall into different categories if you need it to. So please reach out. That is going to be 715-423-1830. And you can register online if you'd like to and play with a credit card, but definitely give us a call, office@wisconsinrapidschamber.com, if you prefer that. If you want to come in and fill this out right on the, you know, right on the spot, we're there 8 to 4, but definitely utilize this. This is a bingo card that's running during May 6th to May 19th, so around Mother's Day. Take advantage of that. Do that with your mom. Do something with your family member, your daughter. Just get out there, support these local businesses. Show them that we don't only buy from Walmart.
Yeah, yeah.
Not that I don't love Walmart. We love Walmart.
No, but it's a fair point.
Yes, absolutely. There's other places out there that you can buy things, you can have things personalized, and we want to promote you. So give us something to promote.
And Lacey, you hit on something I think really key to this too. It's not just about if you want to expand your business. It's, do you want to show where your business stands? You know, we're just talking about Ho-Chunk and Ho-Chunk making an effort to show, hey, we back this community. Hey, we believe in this community. This is the same thing. It's showing that we certainly can. I mean, very few organizations can help grow your business like the Chamber can. They have connections and know different people than any of us do. They have much. They've been around a long time to be able to do this and make those connections. But it's also so important to be able to not only build those connections, but to build your community. And to make that stronger. And so many of the businesses that are a part of this over the years come back feeling that and seeing that and really seeing the evidence with their own eyes of how much this can impact and how much it can help your community.
Absolutely. And it's not just Wisconsin Rapids. Mm-hmm. I know that people think that, but we're getting businesses, and then we've heard a lot, like you have to be a chamber member to do this. Mm-hmm. This one is exclusive for that. But we've had businesses sign up because of this, because they are like, okay, we did this years ago and we're now tracking how much money you're making during this 2-week span, which has really helped. So you can kind of see what you're getting out of it. Mm-hmm. But even just having this marketed at the other 40 businesses, your logo is going to be in those other businesses as well as around the community. The flyers are going to be posted on Facebook. We're taking them out everywhere. I'm giving them to ambassadors, all the renewals, anyone that's walking into the chamber, any new businesses. So this is getting seen by a lot of eyes, plus around 10,000 if you include the Facebook followers, plus our constant contact email. So definitely reach out. So I just want to make sure that everyone understands. It can be Port, it can be Pittsville, it can be Adams, Friendship, it can be anything that is in this area. We'd love it if there's more, so that obviously the people that are, patronizing, they're getting to hit, everything.
Yeah.
But I'm really, really excited that we had someone sign up from Pittsville, because
that's cool.
We want everyone to buy into this. We want everyone to understand that there's so many businesses that you can utilize and that you can go to. And this is, your $25 raffle prize, that could be a gift card to your business, which is then going to bring them back in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can create that relationship and have them keep coming back. So definitely reach out. Please do not wait. We've extended the deadline because we want to feature as many local businesses as we can. So please reach out. Please buy into this. Please support our edible little, there's going to be a little hashtag that's going to be going out with it. So definitely excited for it.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to this. As we're wrapping up in the last minutes here, Lacey, I wanted to make sure to take a note of the April Member of the Month for our local businesses.
Yes, Jennings is our April Member of the Month. We love Jennings.
I love Jennings.
I love their mac and cheese thing where
such
they do it like
menu.
The custom. Mm. Yeah, it's such a good place to
building.
Go.
I love the building. I love the building. I like just being in that building. It even feels good. The atmosphere is always a good vibe there.
Yes.
Great people that work there. Wonderful
absolutely.
People. And again, the food.
Yes, absolutely.
That's, my mom, if she can eat anywhere in town, that's pretty much where she wants to go. Like, she just loves the food, the choice.
Her.
No, not
like the
one
homemade
second.
Chips and dip.
So oh good.
Yes,
so good.
Everything is so good there. Definitely support them. They are a member of the month. We love Jennings. We love their weekly specials. We love all the burgers that they feature every month. But yeah, definitely support them. Get in there. I believe they're also participating in the edible. So
nice.
Awesome. Really, really excited for them.
Shout out and thank you to our friends over at Jennings. Lacey, as we're wrapping up here, did we cover everything we wanted to today?
I believe so. I think the only thing, we have some new members that we've signed up within this month. So we only have a couple days in, but we have Oh My God Processing.
Nice.
Which is
a great name.
I know. So they are a meat processor and they are in Pittsville, as well as Stoiber
Healthcare.
Yeah, chiropractic.
Sorry.
So they are a new member. So definitely excited for them, welcoming them to our little chamber family. And if you are interested in becoming a chamber member, you want to come in, you also do get, this is my plug for WIRI, you get a free radio little spotlight. Definitely reach out. You're going to be able to market your own business, as well as we'll be helping you, and we'll be holding your hand. We've definitely been doing more of a buddy system with the new members and check-ins, just to make sure that they are supported along the way.
We have a new chamber member joining us this week. Looking forward to that. Always enjoy having those segments and those moments, and always enjoy talking with you, Lacey. Thank you so much for what you do for our community. You and your whole team over there, you guys are great at what you do. If people want to find out more about some of these events, be a sponsor with some of these events or any of the above, Lacey, how can they get a hold of you?
Absolutely. You can reach me at the 715-422-4859 or the office at 715-423-1830, and they can get you transferred anywhere you need to go.
Find out more at WisconsinRapidsChamber.com, WisconsinRapidsChamber.com. Be sure to follow the Chamber on their social media sites. We'll talk again real soon, Lacey.
Yes, thank you.
We'll have more Midday Magazine coming up right here on WFHR, locally grown radio.